Blackstone Audio presents Ayn Rand and the World She Made by Anne C. Heller. For David Harder DeWeese. Alas, that you would understand my word. Do whatever you will, but first be such as are able to will. Thus spake Zarathustra, 1885. Preface. Ayn Rand died in her Murray Hill apartment in New York City in 1982 at the age of 77. Although she had spent her last 30 years as a familiar presence in the city where I lived, offering lectures and readings, I never met her. With no particular evidence, I assumed that her best-selling novels, The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged, the only ones I knew about, were potboilers or propaganda. They certainly had an eerie effect on some of my acquaintances who read them and who began to talk about the earned and the unearned, free markets and free minds, and an individualist hero named John Galt. Besides, in the 1970s, when I moved to New York, I was busy reading E.L. Doctorow, J.M. Keynes, and little magazines. Hence, unlike most of Rand's readers, I came across her books not as a young person, but in my 40s, while working as an editor on a financial magazine. A contributor, Susie Orman, showed me the 2,000-word text of Francisco D'Anconia's famous money speech from Atlas Shrugged. "So you think that money is the root of all evil?" the capitalist hero Francisco asks a group of New Deal-style lobbyists and bureaucrats. "Have you ever asked, what is the root of money?" Rand's answer, in part,